delegates to the 12-member President's Advisory Council on African Diaspora Engagement were in Nigeria's Economic Center, Lagos, Monday for talks with creative industry players. It was the council's first meeting in Africa and second overall. According to an official statement, meetings with government, civil society, and private sector players in Nigeria are also scheduled to discuss investments in education, entrepreneurship, health, and technology. God Bless Otubere, president of the nonprofit Ready to Lead Africa, says the visit is timely.
I think it's a strategic meeting. It is important, especially at this time where we have a lot of challenges in the world within the sub-region and again in Nigeria specifically. They underscore the value that the United States places on its relations with not just Nigeria, but the African diaspora community in the United States.
The council was set up by the U.S. government last September to advise on ways to foster economic, cultural, social, and political relations among African communities and Africans in the diaspora. Authorities say the Nigeria visit underscores the council's effort to build partnerships and promote investments that can significantly benefit the African continent and its diaspora communities. According to a 2018 to 2022 American Community Survey, 45.3 million foreign nationals live in the United States, with an estimated 2.1 million coming from sub-Saharan Africa. Canada, Germany, Italy, the United Kingdom, and United States have the highest number of Nigerians living abroad. Last year, Nigeria accounted for $19.5 billion, or about 35% of sub-Saharan Africa's total remittances, according to a World Bank report. Otubere says the council's visit will add a better structure for investments on the continent by Africans in the diaspora.
When you put a structure to the investment, the diaspora community in the U.S., especially of African descent, are making, then you create more ties and people are able to see that what they have in the U.S. is what they are also looking at creating back home. And then you export cultures, you export education, you export best practices. This meeting is very important. There's a lot of conversations around the African Continental Free Trade Agreement. What is the role of the African diaspora community in that? How do they bring that conversation to the U.S. market?
Rotimi Olawale, co-founder of the nonprofit Youth Hub Africa, also spoke about the council's visit.
The visit is a welcome development. As you know, the U.S. is looking for ways to maximize relationship with other countries by focusing on the diaspora. Nigeria is one of the most educated migrant group in the U.S. And Nigeria is also leading in terms of the remittances on the African continent. And so there are quite a lot of benefits if we harness the professionalism and the experience and the technology know-how that diaspora can contribute.
The council will discuss youth and women empowerment and the promotion of creative industries. The team will hold meetings in Abuja on Tuesday and Wednesday before departing. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.